Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And this is the show.
Meditation to Self-Realization. And I'm Marion.
And I'm Jim.
And we're going to start our program today with some breath awareness.
But before we get started, I'd like to remind people that this is a continuation of the five awakenings. So we did three presentations, and then we interrupted it last week with Feminine Ray. That was all part of this workshop manifest. And now we're going to finish off with the last two areas,
Of awakening.
the present mind and consciousness intelligence.
All right, so we're going to take some time to do a breath awareness together so we can become present and connect with one another. So please sit still and hold your spine straight. And let's take some conscious breaths. Let's inhale slowly and deeply and exhale even longer than your inhale. And with the next exhale, feel your face muscles relax. Feel your forehead relax. And now your jaw. And make sure your tongue is relaxed and lying down in your mouth. And with the next breath and exhale, relax your shoulders. Please close your lips as you breathe slowly in and out. With this next inhale, feel your chest rise and feel your heart expand. And as you exhale, feel your chest fall. Inhale. Feel your abdomen expand, and then your heart expand. And exhale. With the next inhale, connect with your inner source, your divine, your God, whatever you relate to, nature, universal intelligence, and feel that presence within you. And if your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. Do a couple more breaths, feeling relaxed, feeling open and receptive. And with the next inhale, and slow exhale, smile, smile brightly, a big smile, and gently open your eyes when you're ready. Okay.
You almost got me laughing instead of smiling. She grabbed my cheeks and made sure I got that upright smile.
Yeah.
So we're going to be reading from some notes that we took and just what we remember from the manifest. It's a super, super.
This was the Five Awakenings,
Five
dear?
Awakening Manifest. Oh, it's Five Awakenings.
Five
oh, that's
Awakenings.
A super event.
That's why we're on four
super
and five.
Event. Yes, yes, yes. That comes once a year, so.
Well, we've actually done it three times a year. For you, you saw
Five
one.
Awakenings?
Yes. In any event, it may be just once a year from now on. We have no idea. Although we're always awakening, and we're going to just give you some information about what Preetiji and Krishnaji have given us in awakening.
Yeah, in our search for the ultimate state of unlimited consciousness of enlightenment.
Yeah.
And so what I think what we want to do is start out well, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that awakening is not a quest. It's not something that
you meant to say it's not a conquest.
In any event, it's a state of becoming more aware and taking the time to observe and being conscious and not living within old stories of our past or creating identities for the future for ourselves, but pretty much flowing in the present moment. And so in the unlimited consciousness, we don't hold on to that past or the past identities. We free ourselves and we free those around us instead of holding on to resentments, anger, or anything that happened the day before or the decade before. And we let go and we live for today, for this moment. Okay, Jim
for
wants
the
to,
present mind.
Yeah, for the present mind.
And the best way to get into you being in your present mind is to awaken the heart to self-giving.
Yeah.
So the quest towards enlightenment is a journey over time, like you said. And sometimes it's nice to just share your personal experience or be open to sharing with others. You know, when you get some of this perception. So, I think in 2019, right around the time of COVID, there was going to be an enlightenment festival, and if I remember right, it got canceled because of COVID. But just to give you a peek preview of what that was like, or was going to be like, let me play a short video with Krishnaji and Preetiji.
It's an audio.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of it is, We Dare You to Set Out on the Ultimate Quest.
So you can check it out on YouTube.
And you will hear both Krishnaji and Preetiji speak of enlightenment and celebrating enlightenment. Here we go.
Enlightenment has been celebrated as the greatest attainment of human life. It has been the most cherished goal of thirsting seekers from across several cultures and traditions for thousands of years. From the Mayans, who held a spiritual connection with nature and the spirit, to the Indus Valley people, who were on a quest to explore the nature of universal consciousness or Brahman, to the Taoist traditions of China that echoed the sacred balance that pervades all life. Everywhere we can hear the same transcendent call. So what is enlightenment? In straightforward terms, it is the ending of suffering and awakening to equanimity. It is to move beyond our limited self and awaken to the oneness of our existence.
The vision of enlightenment has waned and waxed through different phases of history. Every time humanity lost this magnificent vision of enlightenment as the compass of their lives, they have lost balance. When we lost sight of our great vision to move beyond our limited self, we morph into self-obsessed beings whose pursuits and actions are self-centered. When we imagine ourselves to be our body, we become obsessed with its pleasures and aging. When we imagine ourselves to be our minds, we become obsessed with our emotions. We imagine ourselves to be our past memories, we become obsessed with our identities. In the absence of a spiritual awakening, we live worshipping our limited self and we incessantly attempt to glorify it. We live as if the movie of life is all about us. We forget that we are one character in this movie of life and we cannot exist in isolation to the rest of the universe. Universe means one soul. We are one strand in the web of life. We cannot exist separate from the web. We are connected to the web and we are a part of it. Neither does the web have an existence of its own. The web owes its existence to every strand. In the absence of this massive spiritual awakening to our interconnection with the universe, we live afflicted by a disease in consciousness, a disease called disconnection. Like the microbes that attack our immune system and break down our healthy cells, leading to disease, a state of disconnection begins to break down every structure and system that we are a part of. It breaks down our family, organization, community, and the world. What do we see around us? We see a broken and fragmented world in front of our eyes. Divided homes, hostile workspaces, warring nations. Is this the world we wish to leave behind us? What is our responsibility to the world?
Preetaji and I see that the next stage of humanity's evolution lies in our collective awakening to enlightened states of consciousness. As individuals, we have to live and act from a state where we go beyond our limited self and experience ourselves as being one with the other, with the world, and with nature. In fact, I strongly believe that enlightenment is not a journey to be pursued at the end of one's life, but has to be a way of living from very early years. For I know the power of awakening when it happens at an early age. My own spiritual awakening first happened when I was 11 years old, when I experienced a state of oneness with all life. It is that experience and many such massive awakenings in consciousness that have led me to live a life far beyond myself. If we wish to create a beautiful world for our children and their children, we have to go beyond our limited self. We have to live and act from a profound sense of interconnection and oneness. And we have to help our children awaken to this. This awakening is quintessential to humanity's future. Preetaji and I envision Akam Enlightenment Festival to give life back to this massive vision of enlightenment. For these states alone and serve as our guiding lights for the future. This would be a massive movement in human consciousness towards enlightenment, where we come together as one and reclaim our lost vision and collectively move towards greater destiny. We will be leading you through a powerful journey in consciousness that will initiate you on your path to enlightenment. Each day of this preparatory season, you will have the great blessing to connect with Ekam from wherever you are. Ekam is a mystic powerhouse that has been created with a vision to lead humanity into enlightened states. Ekam has been built on the sacred and ancient principles of Suryantra, a sun's mystical form. As the sun rises, Ekam becomes activated with powerful energies. Anyone meditating in Ekam or even connecting with Ekam across space will be able to tune into the powerful cosmic energies that radiate from Ekam at that time and receive them. During the preparatory season for Ekam Enlightenment Festival, seekers across the world connect with Ekam online for 9 minutes from 6 a.m. India time with the sacred intention of pursuing the journey towards enlightenment. Seekers will also be led through awakening to 5 preparatory states in consciousness. Your quest for enlightenment would culminate in the sacred space of Ekam as you participate in the Ekam Enlightenment Festival.
Enlightenment cannot be attained through individual effort. It has to be a collective movement. We invite you to become a part of this sacred mission initiated by Krishnaji and me into a powerful esoteric meditation. The faculty will move into meditative states, holding a sacred intention for all the seekers to awaken in their consciousness. Our ancients sang in a Sanskrit verse, Asato ma satkamaya, tamaso ma jyotirkamaya, mrityor ma amritangamaya. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi. Let us move from untruth that we are separate to the truth of our oneness. Let us move from darkness to the light of spiritual wisdom. Let us awaken from inner death to the limitlessness of our consciousness. Namaste.
It was really something. I feel like we're in the Enlightenment Festival on a weekly, daily basis. With all
just,
in all.
Just being part of the movement. And so we did, earlier before we played the YouTube, I mentioned how we get caught up in our past mind and if you watch what you're thinking, a lot of times we're in a story, whether it be about us or a family member or a friend, and how that creates identities. Sometimes it creates enemies. Sometimes it creates prejudices. And sometimes it's very fruitful, making you feel good, although it's still the past. And so then there's the future mind. And the future mind tends to imagine, which is a healthy thing to do, to imagine where you'll be in 2 years and then again in 5 years.
And those thoughts are always past and future, always identities that are rising or sinking. It all depends what you're connecting with.
Right. And a lot of times the plans for the future become an obsession, or maybe we're thinking of a project that we need to do, and all we can do is stay focused on that project, and all our conversations are about that project.
Not only that, our emotions, like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, trying to finish up some electrical stuff, and I didn't meet what I wanted to achieve. And boy, I had to spend some time in that sinking state of disappointment. Yeah, discouragement and disappointment.
And it's It's healthy to look at how much time is wasted in our day when we're discouraged or when we don't catch ourselves and then the story or the thinking repeats itself over and over again. I like to call it being in the hamster cage, because the more I notice it, the more I'm aware of when I go there, the quicker and more often I can do it quickly. Say, oh, yeah, look at that. I'm suffering in that loop of discouragement, or I'm suffering in that same old projection of who that person is. And it's not necessarily real. It's not even necessarily true. It's just a perception or a thought.
So then you, if I remember right, yesterday, then you sat me down and we did that, what is that, real serene mind meditation. Nice, quick 3-minute meditation.
That you can find on YouTube.
And it was beautiful because it addressed, okay, where, what am I feeling? So it went to these, what we call the suffering states. And so I visited that very, very quickly. And then
you check out whether you're, the flow of your thinking, is it going in the past or is it going in the future?
In the future. And then so I had to detach from the future. And if I recall in that meditation, you know, it's like your beautiful state is joy. As soon as that word was mentioned, I ended up with a smile on my face. I couldn't avoid it. And
it brought you to the present moment.
Right, which was cooking dinner and eating. And, oh, boy, that was very joyful.
Yeah.
Oh, how can you pat my belly?
It's one of your favorite times of day. And the beautiful thing is that in that meditation, Preetiji has one hold of visualize a flame at your third eye, between your eyebrows, just visualizing it with your eyes closed and then sinking it back into the middle of your brain. And all of a sudden, that for me, it instantly changes my frame of reference or whatever's going on with me and clears it to bringing me to the present. The very first time I did that meditation, I was in awe at how quickly it moved me into a new frame of mind, a serene mind.
Yeah, even though we do that meditation every morning for the start of the day. And this morning I really, really focused on that. And I saw how that third eye, or that, you know, that little flame in the third eye was seeing all my thoughts and everything that were going, and really recognizing it. So then when it moved into the middle of my brain, everything kind of quieted down, you know, and so that was really good to really stay focused on that visual as opposed to focus on the thoughts that were, you know, meandering back and forth. And
I think another word for focus is concentration.
Yeah,
so we're
yeah.
concentrating deeply on the visualization of that flame. And voila, for me, it even sometimes I see it just setting sparks and igniting all those looping thoughts, and clearly just burns them right out of the head, right out of the mind and consciousness. So I'm celebrating that. I mean, it really is a magical process. What meditation does for us.
Well, it does. And when you mentioned that concentration, I mean, to be honest with you, what happened is with me is all of a sudden I saw the golf ball sitting on the, on the ground. And it's like I was concentrating. If I want to hit this type of shot, I'm concentrating on more of the bottom of the ball. If I want to hit a certain type of shot, it's the middle of the ball, you know, and I'm making sure that I'm concentrating on that ball, the back of the ball. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen. I'm not looking where it's going to go. I'm totally concentrating on that ball, that flame, and in the third eye, and then watch it go back into the mind and become basically mindless. Would that be a good adjective? Empty.
Mindless, just empty.
Clearing it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when I hit a good shot.
Because if we're not clearing our consciousness or the mind, then check it out for yourself. Generally, if I'm not clear and present with what I'm doing, I'm obsessing with something about myself. Self-obsession. And it gets pretty darn old when you see how much of the time in a day can be spent there. So those repeated obsessions are what the Hindu call samsaras. And they're either repeated or they're projections and can be repeated lifetime for lifetimes. And we really want to spend time there.
Yeah. So if you take the time, you could even write down some of the thoughts that you might have. And for instance, impatience might be a thought. And when you jump into the, when you're present,
it's a feeling.
You know, you go from impatience to patience, or reaction to being calm, or, you know, finance, worrying about finances to seeing abundance. And
the thing I wanted to interject here, Jim, mm-hmm. is that it's a must to feel the feeling we're feeling and not just try to cover it up with the opposite feeling.
Mm.
Because otherwise, if we don't somehow build a bridge to walk over to that other side, we're just kind of stuffing it into our subconscious or unconscious mind.
That's kind of the difference between gaining knowledge versus gaining wisdom.
Wisdom, right. Mm. So it's important that we find out why we're feeling impatient. You just ask yourself, what's making me feel so impatient? Is it my thoughts? Is it something someone said that triggered something in me? Because it's always about us. You know, even our anger is something triggered from an old wound or something. So it's imperative that we don't just try to move right into
patience.
Yeah, right.
Which
into
would be
patience,
where I'd want to be patience. In the future is that patience. So if I can detach from wanting to be patient and not stuff that impatience, then it might cause a neurological shift up there in the mind.
Well, especially the neurological shift is going to come when we find the cause of our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
What is the core truth that I'm holding that brings up this pain? So, and that's the present mind intelligence working with us. When we are willing to go inward and see what our truth is, we witness the fact that we're feeling impatient, and then we realize, oh, yeah. I generally ask, when did I remember first feeling this intensity of impatience? And sometimes it takes a whole day. Sometimes it's a couple minutes, or it can be a flash of a childhood event. And then I see my truth. And then all of a sudden, that's what I'm carrying. That's what I'm healing.
It sounds like you're using your whole mind that way.
Yeah.
You know, you get into a contemplative state. So what gets us to that contemplative state?
Well, I think it's being aware enough that, first of all, you're suffering. Second of all, it's impatience you're suffering from, and that the cause of it is something that happened weeks ago, decades ago. And then it's so much easier to let go of the blame of the other that you're placing on someone else or even on yourself, to recognize what it is that's causing the pain. And then And then pretty soon it dissipates because the light of awareness has gone on. You've observed, okay, you went through all the observations, and then the happening came with the light of awareness. And then pretty soon you're feeling pretty relaxed and patient, and you've achieved the, you've gone through the steps that made you contemplate the cause and the reason for the emotion. So
that's a real good impact that you know, how you impact the past, whether you're suffering or it's a beautiful state. Past could also be a beautiful state because you could recognize.
Truly. And it can actually cause suffering too.
Because you're not.
Because you're not there in that beautiful state right now. You're bringing it up from the past because you don't have anything in the present to be beautiful.
Oh, well, that's so true.
Make you feel in a beautiful state.
Oh, well, that is so true.
Changing shrub that's changing into the beautiful fall colors, and you're not even noticing it because you're way in the past.
Well, too, and you know, when you start talking about addictions, whatever it is, you're remembering this beautiful state of that addiction, whatever it might be, what it got you into. Oh man, that Snickers bar tasted so good that I had 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll get another
boy.
One.
Oh, the store doesn't have any more. Oh my God, you know. Mm-hmm. And so now all of a sudden you sunk. You raise yourself up.
When's the last time you had a Snickers bar?
I'm not telling you my secrets. But you know, if we want to get more serious about it, I mean, let's look at, for instance, sexual desire. You know, beautiful. The last time we made love, oh, it was so beautiful, and recognizing that state, and all of a sudden you have this urge, and it's not happening. So now what are you going to do? Are you going to mope around all day, or are you going to use that energy, you know, to create something beautiful? So what kind of impact, you know, can I have today, you know, impact of craving, of, you know, this addiction, you know, it turns into an addiction
if you're obsessed,
if you're obsessed with the thought of it. And then, or can I use it to create something beautiful? Oh, wow, that's a beautiful thought. That really brings a solace to my soul and my heart, and take that energy and transfer it to a plant that I'm going to transplant, or taking care of the cat, or assisting somebody, an older person across the street, or serving, you know?
Well, what I'm hearing you say is you get into the present moment of whatever you're doing.
Mm.
You've moved forward, and you're not in that past memory. You've come into the present, and you're present with your transplant, or you're feeding the cat.
That's my limitless mind.
Yeah.
It's detached from past identities. And so I'm not that. I'm not this past identity. I am the pure, blissful consciousness of now.
Right.
You know, so that beautiful thought of the last time we made love that I have is now transferred to a beautiful day.
Or a beautiful moment.
Beautiful moments, a beautiful hug,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whatever it is. So
truly, just it can be just as satisfying when you're.
Yeah, absolutely.
That,
when you're, I like that. Keep going.
Feeling that oneness and feeling that connection.
Yeah. Amen. No, that's I do really feel that. That's cool.
So. That pretty much wraps it up for the fourth awakening.
I wonder if we want to do a little meditation, a gratitude meditation.
Sure. We can be grateful for the present moment.
Yeah, it's a awakened gratitude to our consciousness.
Okay, and that's with Preetaji.
Yeah, let's do it. I think I've got it queued up here. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Sit back.
Namaste.
Relax.
Welcome to the beautiful state of gratitude. What is gratitude? And why gratitude? How do you awaken to it? Gratitude is certainly not an attitude alone. For when it limits itself to an attitude, it is shallow and it is a mere cosmetic. Gratitude is a state of consciousness in which you celebrate life. Without gratitude, life is meaningless and lonely. You feel poor in the midst of plenty. And in my experience, gratitude is the easiest way to arrive at love. As you nurture gratitude, you feel a deeper sense of connection with people and with life itself. You awaken to gratitude when you see the interconnection of life. If we can reflect on our life, our learning, our comfort, and our joy, we can see that every one of these beautiful experiences has been made possible by the efforts and the love of so many people who care for us, and also by people whom we will never know and never meet. Without them, we are not. No experience in our life is independent of the other. There is not a moment, not a thing that we could say has been created by us alone. We certainly have not created ourselves. Nor have we risen to greatness because of our efforts alone. In realizing the interconnection of our existence, gratitude moves beyond our lives. Gratitude moves beyond our conditioned mind to a space so deep in our consciousness that every moment spent in this awareness transforms you. Please sit in a comfortable position. Hold a gentle smile on your face, like a baby that smiles in its sleep. Breathe in slow and deep. Feel a gradual softening as your breath becomes slower and longer. This is a season of gratitude. Please take a few moments and write a letter to any one person today about how much they've impacted you and made your life more beautiful by their presence. If you choose to, you may show them your thankfulness through an act of love or kindness. They are not alive to receive your act of kindness. Pay it forward to someone else. Have a beautiful day and a beautiful night. Thank you. Namaste.
Wow, I'm overflowing with gratitude.
Well, it's really something how, you know, we're impacting the whole of humanity, and that's when we get into that consciousness intelligence, where we're balancing our energy in that unlimited state,
mm-hmm.
you know, to where we can share in a calm way.
And I mean, just after this meditation, I just feel so much more balanced,
mm-hmm.
you know, in getting outside of myself and really connecting to those that she mentioned, those that really impact our lives and those who are very much a part of our lives and support us and support our abundance. And
it makes life worth living.
Yeah. And to
always
take the time to be grateful for whatever we have. Even when we have challenges or illness, a lot of times illness is getting us to take it easy and take care of ourselves, or it awakens something within our being to the bigger picture, whether it be cleansing
mm-hmm.
or, you know, balancing too much work with relaxation and rest and nurturance of self, which moves into how we balance our chakras.
So just to kind of summarize, I just say, you know, just be aware of if you're underactive in your thinking, and let's say you have uncertainty or you're cold or indifferent, or if you're overactive, if you're feeling insecure or possessive, and turn that into what potentially where you can be calm and grounded or be in divine love or have a delight in life. So, and that eventually gets your mind and your neurons, that 40 million neurons, no, 40 billion or something like that, neurons mm-hmm. in your brain and 40 million in your heart. And if you can get that electromagnetic field connecting the right way, it's a beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and speaking of that, we've got one more little meditation, about 5 minutes, and we got to end the show with. So before we do that, let's, this is actually not a meditation. It's actually just a message.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do that, let's wish everybody their light.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to sing?
We could sing or just say it.
Okay. We'll just say it today.
Okay.
We haven't practiced at all for quite a while.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on.
And here's Preetaji giving you a very sobering but uplifting message.
Whatever is hurting you today, I promise you will pass. If every door in the world feels closed, let me tell you that there is one door waiting only for you to walk through it. Break. Break out of your inner desperation. break out of the space of self-pity and anger at injustice. Open. Open your heart to the pain of others. Then and then alone will magic unfold. You will wake up to your own unique gift. You are born with a gift within you that is yet unopened. You have the gift to give the world. And in that gift is your salvation. In giving that gift will be your abundance. Let me remind you, you may have lost a loved one, but the love you share together remains within you forever. Neither separation nor death can take away the love you have felt. Do not shut your eyes and heart to those beautiful moments of love. Feel them and honor them. Cherish them and be grateful for them. In gratefully immersing in the moments of love from yesterday, will a new road open up today. Love will once again come upon your path. You will become love. You have hit the rock bottom. You can only rise from it. Find the courage to rise and love again. This loneliness and meaninglessness will end. Observe the force of habit. Listen to me, pushing you to destruction. But don't believe your thoughts, for your mind is but a liar. Your repeated thoughts have no truth to them. Let not old wounds and new hurts dictate the direction of your future. Don't believe your tricking mind. Observe it. Don't give in. Today you feel lonely and lost, afraid and numb, not because you have no one who cares, but because an old habit of the mind is disconnecting you from love and care. Close your eyes. Think of one person who can feel your pain. Open your eyes. Go reach out to them. Open your heart to them. You will find courage to laugh at your mind games. This moment, this rush will pass. All I want to say to you is live on. Live this very moment. Now, if you want, allow me to hold your hand. Please close your eyes. Feel the divine within you. As a friend, as a force, as a power, it will change the winds of life for you. Simply ask, help me live. Bless me to live with love. Bless me to live with purpose. Bless me to live every day as a blessing to others. eyes. Share this with anyone you think may be feeling low at this very moment. Whatever is hurting